Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, and today's show is part two of a show I started last week, which is tunes that are improvised by Paul Modian and friends from 1990 to 2011. First, I want to thank my sponsor, the Camden Conference, and the big conference is happening this weekend. That is, I actually think there are some events today and Saturday and Sunday both. And if you want to check it out, you can go online, just Google the Camden Conference, and you can listen at the Strand Theater right here in Rockland, or you can go to Camden, and I think there's one other venue. And the theme is immigration and refugees, a very timely topic. So you just heard Stinger Ring, which is attributed to Paul Modian, from the 1990 album Memoirs, with Paul Blay on piano, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And I'm sure all three musicians are improvising on that tune. Next up, I have Flux and Change from 1995. Soul No album with Enrico Pyranunzi and Paul Modian. And the first cut, there are a lot of little shortcuts on this. The first one is Drum Loge 1, and it's just Paul on drums. And then I'm going to have a play right after it, Double Act 2, which is another improvised tune by both Enrico and Paul. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, we're already at the half-hour mark. I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio 93.3 FM, Rockland, Maine, and streaming online at WRFR.org. And this show, Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, is dedicated to the music of jazz drummer Paul Modian. And you can also listen to the podcast online at jazzcloset.blogspot.com. We just heard a nice little improvised set. And the first tune that you heard was Drum Loge 1 by Paul Modian from Flux and Change, and then Double Act 2 with Enrico Parannunzi on piano and Paul. Then we heard from the 2012 ECM release Sunrise, Sticks and Cymbals, and all three players on this album are credited with every song: Masabumi Pu Kikuchi on piano, Thomas Morgan on double bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And then we went back to Flux and Change for Hazard Rate by Parannunzi and Modian, and then back to Sunrise with So What Variations. Masabumi really... He was so into improvising. That was totally his thing. And I have a lot of CDs that he recorded at home that he gave to Paul, and I think I want to try to feature those sometime on a show. They were never released, so it was pretty interesting. They're pretty interesting. So next up, I have the album Phantasm, which is a 1999 BMG release from France. And it's Stefan Oliva on piano and Bruno Chevillon on bass and Paul Modian on drums. And they loved Paul's compositions, and they invited him to come to France and play with them and do an album. And it's almost all Paul tunes. This one is improvised with the three of them being credited. It's called Interior Jour. That was Blue Midnight, a Paul Modian composition from the Phantasm album that I just told you about. And I am breaking a little bit with the theme. That is a written composition. And it will be in Volume 2, which I've been working on, of Paul's compositions. So Volume 1, pretty much out of the first run, but I did have it reprinted. So I've got plenty of books. And I'm starting to scan the songs for Volume 2. And I think it's going faster than the first round because I kind of know what I'm doing now. So that's pretty exciting. So we heard a nice little set there, starting off with Interior Jour, which is Inside Day or something like that in French, and that's Stefan Oliva, Bruno Chevillon, and Paul Modian. And then we heard two songs from Flux and Change, Drumloge 2, and then they go right into Things Ain't What They Used to Be, Mercer Ellington tune, and they do that a lot on this album. It's a 1995 Soul Note release, and I'm going to read a little bit from the liner notes. It's not, I think it is like, I don't think this album is that popular, at least here in the United States, but it was recorded live at the Rocella Jonica International Jazz Festival on August 27th in 1992. And I believe that's in Milano, Italy. And there are some liner notes by Art Lang. And I'm going to read a little bit of those. The musicians themselves are equal parts known and unknown. Paul Modian is the known. He is that rare commodity, an intimate drummer, whose subtle reconfigurations of time and rhythmic articulation never overpower the music, but allow it to breathe. Modian has a critically acclaimed body of work as a leader, primarily of trios and quintets, which almost never include a pianist, surprising, perhaps, when you consider that he's one of the architects of the modern, flexible, acutely interactive piano trio, helping to originate the concept with Bill Evans, expanding upon it with Paul Bley, and subsequently developing other approaches with Keith Jarrett. In comparison, Enrico Piranunzi is the unknown factor, at least to non-Italian audiences. This is not for lack of talent or experience. Many of his own trio recordings feature quality sidemen like Mark Johnson, himself a former Evans bassist, drummers Joey Barron and Modian. As a sensitive, sympathetic accompanist, he has performed frequently with the likes of Art Farmer, Chet Baker, Lee Konitz, and Charlie Hayden. But if the specific nature of this performance reaffirms what we know about Modian, it reveals an entirely new side of Piranunzi. In the unusual duo of piano and drums, the lack of supportive bassist causes a reinterpretation of the individual roles and greatly alters the balance of interpersonal dynamics. Piranunzi is freer than ever to redirect harmonic modulations as the urge strikes, and he takes full advantage of this opportunity. But there's also a more percussive slant to the patterns he devises, patterns which span melodies but are not locked into song form. For Modian's part, the additional freedom brings to greater prominence the engaging colors and counter melodies of his loose linear approach. Next up, I have a cut from the album First Meeting, which was recorded in 1990 and 1991. I think originally it was put out on a Japanese label, but this CD I have is a 1997 release from Winter and Winter, and it's Masabumi and Paul with Gary Peacock on acoustic bass. And this is another one of those tunes where they start out, it's called Intermezzo, and they start out with an improvisation, and then they go into So In Love, a Cole Porter tune. Thank you. That was Intermezzo from the first meeting album with Masabumi Pu Kikuchi on piano, Gary Peacock on acoustic bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And the trio made quite a few albums, almost a lot of improvised stuff in them. And there they go from improvisation to So In Love by Cole Porter. And I'm going to play next Impromede. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's Stefan Oliva, also from the Phantasm album. which is an album that Paul made in France in 1999 with Stefan Oliva and Bruno Chevillon, and they featured Paul's compositions, and they did some improvised stuff. They also released another album a couple of years later, and on that one I played from last week, and it had a few more improvised tunes. They were very inspired by Paul, and he liked the way they played his music. And I think those are two really good albums that, if you don't know about, you should check them out. So we're going to have this take us to the top of the hour, and then I will be back with more improvised tunes, mostly by multiple players. I've pretty much played all the ones where just Paul is credited, so... We'll be right back.